Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, from what I understand, you weren't able to get out on the water too much this week. You were under the weather?
Yeah, I had quite a cold, in which I'm finally getting over here now. And, maybe it wasn't the worst time with all the rain and snow we've had here, but I plan on pre-fishing here Friday, Saturday, and our tournament is on Sunday out of Green Bay, De Pere area, and it's a catch, photo, release tournament, the AIM Walleye Series, and looking forward to getting five good-sized fish to put on the card.
If somebody's not familiar with the AIM Walleye Series, explain how it works and where the tournaments are run.
They are Green Bay, Winnebago, Peenwell, and I think there's a second one on Green Bay. But, you catch all fish that you catch of legal size. You one person will hold the fish on a bump board that is given to you. You get a nice picture, nice accurate picture, and then you hold the fish up, in which they have technology that every fish looks different. Every fish is different. So they have like scale technology. So you could not take a second picture of that same fish and try to record it. So that's kind of a neat thing. And all fish get thrown back immediately. And you keep on fishing once you record that fish. And after your day, your best five fish you accumulate. And that is what you come up with.
Have you ever legitimately caught the same fish twice?
I highly doubt it. I wouldn't probably know if I did, to be honest. But
I was in St. Augustine, and my brother-in-law and his son were fishing on the beach for the oceans, and they're pretty sure they caught the same bluefish twice. They threw it back, and they thought they caught it 5 minutes later.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I could see that maybe with a muskie. I have heard stories of people throwing back a muskie and literally catching the same exact length, and a predator fish, possibly, maybe like a bass too, might do that. But I don't know if a walleye would necessarily do that. I suppose it is possible, but it would be kind of funny if you did have that happen.
Hey, anybody get out this week in the snow? Are there any diehards that actually will go fishing when it's like snowing out?
Yeah, a handful. Actually, my fishing partner was out here, and he said there was only one trailer in the lot when he got there, and he was out there, and he did pretty well. So something to cross my fingers on. And I know we're gonna have quite a bit of wind here this weekend. Sunday looks like a chance of rain again, so it's just gonna see how it all unfolds. And our water levels have come up quite a bit. They almost look like they're back to the normal stage. And I actually heard that there's some flooding now down Southern Rock River, so, and I see Beaver Dam is letting a lot of water out, so we're starting to get back up to where the lakes need to be again.
Hey, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
I've been booking some trips here this last week for late spring and summer. If you'd like to book a trip, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
All right, Pete, I appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. If you get some good fish, send them to me and I'll post them on the WBEV Radio Facebook page and Daily Dodge.
I'll do that. Thank you, Wade.
Let's head down to the Madison chain and bring in Pat right now from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, Mother Nature wasn't cooperating this week. Pretty much anywhere across the state of Wisconsin to make it comfortable fishing conditions. Has that been the same in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, pretty quiet week here at the old bait shop. But folks are getting out around town and picking up some fish.
So what have you been hearing? Where have they been getting some stuff?
Well, it's mostly a panfish game now with game fish season closed. Folks, target a lot of panfish that are moving up shallow. So here in Madison, down at the Monona Bay and the Triangles area, downtown has been had a good crappie bite and some bluegills mixed in there. Up here on the north side near the shop, down at the 113 bridges, there have been some crappies moving through there. A few perch, some small pike being picked up, even though they're out of season. And the catfish haven't moved in there, but they're going to be moving in here any day now. And I think once we get this little warm-up that's ahead next week, I think we'll be seeing a lot better action.
If somebody's not familiar with the Triangle area, what is that?
Well, it's just it's an area down off John Nolan Drive, sort of near the Monona Terrace, where two train tracks cross. and they make two triangle shapes in Monona Bay itself. So it's Monona Bay, and the triangles are all kind of the same area, and it's just a protected area off the main lake, off Lake Monona.
So do you feel like we get through this couple of days here and we get some consistently warmer weather? Obviously, the game fishing season doesn't open up for a little bit, but people will be able to at least get out and be comfortable fishing?
Absolutely, absolutely. All we need is a little bit of a warmer temps, and we'll get folks back out in their boats, and the fish will be in a better mood, too.
How about DNS Bait and Tackle? Everybody's always in a good mood there. What do they find when they stop in?
Yeah, we are fully stocked for our ready for summer. Got everything anybody needs bait wise and tackle wise, great advice to get folks out on the water.
Tell us where you're located.
We're at 1411 Northport Drive at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Always a pleasure, Wade. You take care.
Let's head to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake right now. And boy, Mother Nature's been throwing us curveballs. What has all this snow and weird weather done to Little Green Lake and the fishing?
Feels like ice fishing again.
Exactly. Get a boat out there and just to get a tip up on floaters.
Right. Yeah, not too many guys fishing this week. The weekend's coming up. It's going to start getting warmer. So I think maybe we'll be done with all this snow and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. DNR's still out checking nets and saying there's plenty of fish, so it should be a good summer.
Have you been talking to people in the shop? Are they just itching to get some consistently warm weather so they can get their regular routines?
Oh, yeah. It's been such a weird year. Some years we're still ice fishing right now. A lot of years we still are. So, guys have missed out on a lot of fishing time, but everyone's ready to get in a boat. Everyone's ready to get to the rivers, and then once it warms up a little bit, get on the lakes here, too.
So it's one of those weeks where you really don't have anything to report, do you?
Not, Big Green, they're getting some fish over there, I heard, along the shores. Out here, it's been pretty slow. There haven't been a whole lot of guys out here, a few guys here and there. But there's not much to report this time of year as far as fishing goes, at least on the lakes.
Well, tell us a little bit about Landing Bait Shop, when you're open, where you're located, what they'll find when they stop in.
We're open in the spring here, and we're open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. We're closed on Mondays, and we're open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And we've got everything. We're getting lined up. We're getting our boats in. Piers are in now, so all of our slips are getting filled up. So slip people are coming, and then we'll have our rental boats and anything else you need for fishing or enjoying the day on the lake.
Todd, I appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about next week. Thanks.
Yeah, sounds good, Wade. Thanks.
Let's slide over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now. We missed them last week, but glad to have Dave back in. Dave, how's everything at Fishtails?
Well, everything's back in place. We redid our floors and that. We do it every year, but yeah, everything's back in place. We're ready to roll.
Excellent. Now, Mother Nature didn't cooperate as much as we'd like this past week, but what have you been hearing about people who have been getting out fishing through the snowflakes?
It's been slow. People are mostly shore fishing. I mean, very few boats out. But there's, and that shore fishing is dependent on the weather. So, I had a week off and I couldn't do much because of the weather. So, once it warms up, things will heat up. People are getting their boats out. But, you don't want to go out when it's snowing in your boat. And it'll pick up once we get a little bit warmer weather.
I drove by the shop on Easter heading to my parents' house and saw a bunch of people were fishing right off the parking lot at Fishtails. It looked like they were having some fun.
Yeah, they were getting crappies and some gills. And, there's other spots around the lake where people are shore fishing. Beaver Dam's got spots. And I was actually in Montello Tuesday and walleye fished, and they're getting some walleye there also. So, everybody's chomping at the bit to get out and do some fishing, but it's, the weather's just not cooperating lately.
Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates here in the next couple of weeks and we can get out there and feel comfortable. But Fishtails, always a great atmosphere there. Tell us about it.
Well, you can come in and get anything you need, basically, for fishing. We've got all the live bait. We've got all the tackle. And we also sell liquor. So you got everything covered here. Just stop in if you need a license, which, by the way, expired last Sunday. A lot of people don't remember that, including myself. But, yeah, we have everything you would need.
Perfect. Tell us where Fishtails is located if people aren't familiar.
Yeah, we're right downtown Fox Lake on the river, right down by the bridge.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, who's actually doing this update from Fishtails as we speak. How does that happen? It's like worlds collide.
Well, the worlds collide, but I'm always sitting down at Fishtails. I'm like a fixture down here on the old church bench. You know, people come in, they call me by name, and I'm here all the time.
Did they actually have to, when they were closed last week, did they actually have to hose you down over there as well?
Well, they did. It was probably the most boringest week I've ever had. I never, you know, you don't get caught up on the Fox Lake news or the chatter, what's going on, or the fishing report, or nothing. It was probably the most boringest week I've had in 10 years, I'm not going to lie.
But, okay, and fishing-wise, did you get out anywhere this week? Did you do anything? Did you talk to anybody?
I didn't get out anywhere. I mean, Mother Nature is pissed off at somebody. I mean, obviously, the weather, the way it's been this last week, I mean, the only great news about it is it's dumped a lot of water in area lakes and rivers. And, you know, the dams are open and a lot of lakes are really full now, which is a really, really good sign because, you know, a couple of weeks ago they were at historic lows, but now they're way up. But yeah, I didn't talk to anybody that went fishing because of the weather. I mean, I've watched a lot of fishing shows, and that's about as far as I went.
Hey, how's the turkey? I drove to Wisconsin Rapids on Easter Sunday. I think I saw more turkey than I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was like every like kind of wooded area or in the farmer's fields, you'd either see, you know, a tom, you know, flapping its wings, or you saw them in groups. I mean, have you seen a lot of turkey around as well?
Yes, yeah, so we've been driving around. The turkeys actually this past week have been very active. I mean, it's that time of year. And believe it or not, they love it when it's, you know, sprinkling, raining, snowing like this, because they get their feathers wet and then they dry them out. And it kind of gives them a bath. But, you know, they're getting active now. It's that time of the year where they're, you know, they're thinking about love. They're not really looking for love yet, but they're thinking about it. And they're getting active. And now that the snow is off the fields and, you know, there's a lot of bugs around now, and they're feeding pretty heavy.
Yeah, the geese are feeding pretty heavy in farmers' fields as well. You know, it's not goose hunting season now, is it?
No, you know, Wisconsin talked at one time about having a spring season because there's so many of them, but it never happened. But a real good friend of mine is a guy down in Missouri, and they were hammering the snow geese as they were migrating back. But even this cold snap with the snow and the rain literally stopped all migration, and they haven't shot a bird in like 8 days down there. So, but I still got a lot of ducks in my backyard. Not as many as I had at one point, but I think this weather kind of put the hold on the whole migration north for every bird.
Hey, you spend your week painting lures for people at Raw Bass Customs?
I did. I painted one day. I went out and painted. It was pretty cold in the garage, but I had some orders I had to clean up. And, yeah, we're still painting. And a lot of lures are still for sale, like here at Fishtails. They actually sold quite a few in the last couple of days because I think a lot of guys are bored and looking for something to do. But they're all stocked up, M&M. Tackle it in Portage, and Dick Smith down at Pewaukee's all stocked up.
Rick, get back to solving the world's problems at Fishtails, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right, hopefully I have some fishing news. It's supposed to be in the 60s next week, so I plan on being out almost every day. So.
Hey, have a great week. See ya.
All right, Wade.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.